Yo, what up? This is Flip the Script, and this is the Portablist Podcast, August 9th, 2018, Thursday, and it's about a little past 7:45 a.m. in the morning, clear blue skies, and 68 degrees Fahrenheit here in the Pacific Northwest. And it's been almost a month since I've been last on. I apologize. So I'm grateful for the half to one listener out there that is still with me. Thank you. And I am still alive. Doing well, and doing better than I deserve. Grateful to be breathing some air, seeing colors, tasting good tastes, listening to good sounds, and yeah. So, lots been happening in the Portablist world. The latest thing right now was the announcement yesterday on 808 day. And for those who don't know about 808 day, it is the day of the 808 drum machine made by Roland Music Group. And yeah, that was started, I don't know, was it like last year or a couple years ago? I don't know how many years anniversary it was for the 808 drum machine, but it came out like in the 80s or whatnot. But, not talking about Roland, but Raiden came out with their new mixer. And this thing looks pretty badass. It's the size of like that Gemini portable mixer, but it has LED lights on it, LED meters for the left and right channel, and I think the stereo channel. I'm not sure, but probably just the main output. And has an Innovator inside. I know that for a fact because that's what I asked in the comments when it was posted on Instagram on the Raiden site and or the Raiden Fader site. And trying to get into here now. Yeah, so like I see this as the competitor to the DJ Tech Handycuts, which I've mentioned before in the past, and which I still have not got myself to purchase because I think I knew that this was coming out with Raiden Fader, so like and I'm glad I waited because like the Handycuts is dope and all, but I just didn't like the fact that you had to buy that overseas in its when it first came out. And like basically it took like 3 years, 3 to 4 years to get that unit out. And here you got Raiden, which is known to like have a faster release date than DJ Tech. So it kind of comes to tell you about, you know, companies and whatnot and, what's popping out there. And you know that Newmark's doing good in the portablist scene because they made the PT-01 Scratch and, pretty much you know, that's what you're seeing out there lately. And you're seeing a little less of the original PT01 USBs, but I still have mine, and it's been sitting, to be honest, and because, like, I popped the Jesse Dean fader in there, and just the all-in-one is good enough for me, you know, and, like, when you want to listen to it on the speaker, you just pop in some wired headphones, and you're all good. So, that's that. Other news is, speaking of Jesse Dean, I don't know who we partnered with, but he now converted the JDD X2RS into a non-contactless fader now. It's like a magnetic contact point, and it's in like in a little 3D printing housing, and I believe that's going to be released August 18th of this year. So that's pretty dope. Jesse's been like doing it big, just like flipping the whole like PT01S and making it super dope. You know, you got, first of all, you got his fader that just plops right in. Well, it doesn't just plop right in, because like it takes a little bit to install, and then like if you want it at a 45 degree angle, you have to like cut some plastic inside in order to space it that way. But to continue on that, he's also come out with the tone arm. He's got this like power amp, and then like now coming out with this add-on for the fader to make it contactless. Man, he's just doing it. So like, I'm pretty sure he's also like coming up with a DVS system and whatnot, you know, just from what I've been observing, you know, on Instagram. So yeah, big things. And so it just shows that the portablest game is still going strong. And like just even turntablism, portablism, scratching, DJing, hip hop, it's all like going strong, because like you got the Beat Junkies, they got their school, and now they have their online school for scratching and beat juggling, and just be that dope turntablist, and you know, pretty interested in that. I kind of want to join that, because like, you know, who better to learn from than like D Styles, Retmatic, Babu, you know, just the whole crew, Melody, you know, forgive me if I'm missing others, Mr. Chalk, but yeah, you know, because like, you know, Cuber did it first with his school. You got the School of Scratch, you got DJ City, you know, you just got all these like outlets now that are like doing things. And then, you know, on top of that, you got, it's on the tip of my tongue, but, Miguel, whatever his name is, you know what I'm talking about. He got the red camera and all that ish, and just be doing the reviews on the scratch records, and you know, traveling around the world with Jesse. And anyway, But just, you know, as you can tell by the tone of my voice, I'm just, like, pretty excited for the scratch game. And, you know, I've been putting in work, too. Just been posting on my new IGTV channel. And you can follow that at Phonographics. And that's Phonographx. And that's... it's basically my brand that that runs here, the Portless Podcast. It's just all things just like turntable, scratch, hip-hop, DJ-based. I've shared also a little bit with what I do in the FPV game, the FPV drone game. The FE quadcopter game. But mostly I just been like trying to incorporate my videos with my GoPro Hero 6, trying to shoot in vertical and then post on IGTV, which is a new outlet for so if you have video, basically just to compete with YouTube. And, you know, it's basically supposed to be video for IG, for Instagram, that you could post more, up to 10 minutes of video. And that's pretty dope. My only gripe with that, though, is when you start writing in the description and the title, it doesn't automatically populate, like, when you're putting in Instagram at name or hashtags, it doesn't highlight any of that. So Instagram, if you're listening, fix that feature and it'll be super dope. And it'll just basically be Instagram with video that you can do up to 10 minutes because, like, you know, it's your own channel. It's your own TV station. And you know, that's what YouTube's been doing. But like, YouTube's not mobile, not yet, not the way that Instagram is. And man, it's pretty dope. So if you're not hip to that, like, I all you Instagram whatever you call yourselves, motivators, enthusiasts, or I don't know what you call those people, influencers, Instagram influencers. You know, if you haven't done it yet, you're just starting out, start on that IGTV, and you know, I'll do a little bit of IG stories. I like doing that because I use that for more of interaction. You can ask questions. You can have the cool pictures and little gifts and whatnot. Kind of like Snapchat. And yeah, so, you know, follow that. And again, that's at Phonographics, Phonographx. So, what I've been doing on there lately is, I just been watching, like, you know, on Instagram and on YouTube, just like all the instructional scratch videos, all the way from Qbert, School of Scratch. There's some other ones, like, you know, they got some other individuals doing it, and just even like older stuff from like 4 to 5 years ago that's been posted, because like a lot of it's just fundamentals. And you know, and I just been putting in drills. So like if you watch a couple of, you know, I don't have many videos on IGTV, but if you watch a couple couple look like I'm just not doing it musically. I'm just doing it as drills because, like, I'm still trying to get the scratch down. And so, like, for myself, like, I'm a little older. You know, I'm not as young, and the reflexes aren't as fast anymore. But, you know, I still got the skills. And, you know, before doing it freestyle on my scratching, you just do it by ear. So, like, when I first started out, it's just more of just by ear. And, like, you know, you're not, quote, unquote, classically trained, you know, in the art of scratching. So, like, back then, there was no YouTube. There was no internet, you know. It was basically just TV, and you got to wait till it comes out on either VHS, which was on a cassette tape, just a VHS tape, and you had to play it on a VCR player. That's a video cassette recorder. So for all you new bucks out there that was born on the internet, look it up. It was before the DVD. You know, like, even some of you don't even know what a DVD is these days. It's pretty crazy. Like, technology just turns fast. Anyway, I'm just kind of like, you know, back then, everything was kind of like secretive. Like, you know, for a DJ, like, you don't want, as a DJ, you don't want anybody knowing what record you play, or like no one was about like trying to teach people like how it is today. And you had to, like, basically learn on your own and kind of go out there and really, like, go about searching for how to do things. So, like, it was a lot harder back then, and very easy now to, like, just, you know, utilize watching other people, learning by watching other people. And so, you know, thank you, YouTube, for being out there, and thank you to all the YouTubers, all the scratchers, all the DJs that made these videos so we all could be better at our craft. Because I love scratching, and I can't think of anything better to do than that for myself, you know. That's just me. So, and I'm pretty sure that's you too, for whoever's listening out there, because this is what this podcast is for. It's for you. And yeah. So again, I encourage you to watch the IGTV. Follow me on my journey of scratching, portabilism. And, you know, again, I'm glad to be back on here, releasing this, and I'm in hopes to, like, start interviewing folks and, getting some great stories about DJs, hip hop, portabilism, the local scene here in, Washington State. Stuff about our crew, Northwest Portabilists, Scratcher Portabilist Northwest Division, our affiliates with Scratcher, and, you know, a lot more to come. So, like, we've only just begun here. So, you know, I'm just so glad that got to be here. Yeah, so I'm glad that you're here listening. Thank you for listening. And there is definitely more to come. So I think I'm going to wrap it up here. And because like I'm getting close to getting to work here. And I don't want to like lose out on this, because like looking at it now, I've gone through 20 minutes of work, and just don't want to lose it. When I get close to work, it gets lost. So anyway, if you're new to this, please subscribe, comment, share this podcast, like, thumbs up, thumbs down, dislike, but leave a comment, and I appreciate and thank you for listening. Keep cutting. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.